producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're starting out the show first two segments with Byron King. Byron is one of the most interesting guys, I think, who we have run into in a long, long time. He's been a regular guest on our show for, oh gosh, what's it been, Brian? Probably 2 or 3 or 4 years or thereabouts. You write a couple of newsletters under the auspices, if I'm not mistaken, of Ogura Publishing, and we have spent a fair amount of time with you at various investment conferences throughout North America. Byron, what we would like to chat about right now initially is natural gas. People seem to be forgetting natural gas right now because they're concentrating really on the price of oil, which we're going to address here in probably in the latter part of this segment. But how do you feel about what's going on right now in the natural gas sector?
Well, it's great to be with you. And yes, I write a newsletter called Outstanding Investments. And as far as natural gas goes, let's talk about it. The prices are low. Drilling rig numbers are down. The U.S. gas industry, U.S. Canadian gas industry is suffering from the same ailments as the oil industry. You know, low prices, fewer rigs, less drilling, lots of layoffs. You know, people wondering where they're going to get their, you know, where's the next check coming from? We have this interesting development with Aubrey McClendon of Chesapeake being indicted for a whole list of, you know, federal crimes and such. Not that that is what the gas industry is all about, but it's just sort of, you know, he is a colorful character who had an awful lot to do with the gas industry being where it is. But as far as, like, you know, investable, investment-wise type items, it's very interesting to me that just about a week or two ago, the first cargo of liquefied natural gas left Sabine Pass on the Gulf of Mexico, headed from Cheniere Company, Cheniere Energy, headed down to Brazil, of all places. Could you imagine that? They're selling LNG, liquefied natural gas, to Petrobras of Brazil. Now, here's a great big country like Brazil importing a load of LNG, which makes me think, wow, how screwed up is Brazil? How screwed up is their energy system? They have all that oil, and they have all that gas. They really do have gas down there, and they're importing LNG. But whatever, U.S. gas is so cheap, and it's so cheap even after you spend the money to liquefy it, put it on a ship, and sail it halfway around the world or a third of the way around the world to Brazil, that people can afford to buy it. What do you think about that?
Byron, I saw that story a couple weeks ago, and that just caught my eye simply because it is, you know, a shipment leaving the U.S. going down to Brazil. It really does show the oversupply that the U.S. is providing to the market, along with a number of other players. But this is crucial to show just how much, or how cheap, I guess, the product has gotten coming out of the U.S., isn't it?
It is, and when you think about it, the U.S. is talking about natural gas resources and reserves in numbers that are just simply astronomical. I mean, you have to, like, work for NASA to really get how big these numbers are. But, like, we're talking, you know, trillions upon trillions of cubic feet of natural gas. And when you really add things together, you're talking about things like quadrillions. It's gigantic. It's a gigantic, unbelievable number. But we're exporting. That Cheniere cargo was like 3.2 billion with a B, you know, cubic feet of gas all liquefied down. So in a sense, we're really exporting just a very, very small amount of gas relative to what's coming out of the ground every day. But still, you know, everything starts with the number one, you know, and then you add on and see where it goes. We're showing that the U.S. North American natural gas market is not a regional, just sort of continental market anymore. I mean, it used to be regional in the sense of, you know, just different parts of the country had their own gas supplies, you know, the Southeast, the Midwest, the Far West, you know. I mean, now, though, North America has become a player on the international gas market. I think some of the next cargoes are going to go to Europe, if for nothing else. I mean, it'll probably be economic, but another angle will just be geopolitics. I mean, you know, we basically want to show the world, show Russia, show everyone that the U.S. can be a reliable long-term supplier of natural gas to the European market, you know, which will help to, you know, sort of break that that stranglehold that Gazprom of Russia has on Western Europe. And you know, I think it'll be a healthy competition. I don't know that we'll ever, you know, be able to export enough gas to, say, displace Gazprom, but at least we'll be able to give people that sense of energy security that if Gazprom were to, you know, shut off a valve in the middle of January on the coldest winter of the decade or something, you know, that there would still be a cargo of LNG sailing offshore coming from North America.
Do you think at this point in time people should start to consider natural gas in light of the supply to other parts of the world coming out of the United States as an investment?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. In fact, in my newsletter, Outstanding Investments, since you were kind enough to ask, I've actually been talking about that recently. I've got an article or two in the last few months on what I consider to be the absolute sweetest of sweet spots of the natural gas business in North America, which is this Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, Marcellus, Utica development. For all of the bad things that have happened in the energy world of North America, the least bad of those things has been some of these energy developments in Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia. The numbers are just spectacular. It's among the lowest of the low cost in a world and in a market where price is everything. You know, you've got to get your costs down. You've got to get your prices down. You've got to be able to compete. And this Marcellus acreage and this Utica acreage that we're looking at in Pennsylvania, Ohio, is fabulous. And there are a couple of great plays. And even now, as the energy industry is trying to figure out, you know, where it is in this crazy world that we live in, now is the time to be looking at the best of the best of the best ideas out there. You know, maybe there are companies that are buying each other up, capturing the sweet spots. Lots of land that got leased up at a higher price is being, you know, snapped up at lower prices. And so when all the dust settles, you know, for the guys that survive this, the economics are going to be fabulous for the next energy cycle. And, you know, of course, you want to buy low so that you can sell high. And now it's time to buy low. At least now is time to at least make up your dance card of who you want to buy for when you do decide to make that trigger. I'm not saying run out and buy everything with both arms right now, but I mean, you know, there are some fabulous opportunities, and you need to know who they are and what they are.
So, Byron, it sounds like you're diving deep into the financials, both on the income statement side to make sure that companies are making money at current levels, but also on the balance sheet side to make sure that they either have cash in the bank or not too much debt on the balance sheet?
Well, yeah, that's one of the things you want to look at. A couple of my acquaintances are in the bankruptcy business. You know, they're all geared up for what's happening and what they expect to be happening further. I mean, a lot of companies made it through the last year, made it through, you know, 2015 or so, you know, on hedges and on other, you know, financial engineering. They did all the easy stuff. You know, they shut down the rigs. They laid people off. They, you know, they did one thing, another thing to, you know, save money. You know, they turned the lights out, you know, wouldn't turn the lights on until late in the morning, would turn the lights out early in the afternoon. Just, you know, that kind of stuff. And they did everything they could to squeeze every penny. Okay, they did all the easy stuff, is what I'm saying. Okay, now, a lot of people are against the wall here. You know, if prices don't rise, a lot of people are going to walk down to the federal courthouse and start filing for bankruptcy. Whether it's the 7 liquidation or whether it's the 11 reorg, you know, maybe they'll be the debtor in possession. Maybe they'll find some lender who's going to give them the money to, you know, keep going. Whatever, but they're going to restructure a lot of things. So. So right now, you don't want to be a shareholder in one of these companies that's, one foot in the grave, another foot on a banana peel, because you'll lose everything.
We're going to be right back talking about the oil sector.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yo, your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Byron King. Byron, last segment we talked about natural gas. This segment I want to talk about a related asset class, that being oil. We see a lot of news out there talking about excess supply and just a massive amount of oil sitting in storage, whether it's tankers, onshore, offshore, all around the world. There seems to be this glut of oil, potentially over a billion barrels, just sitting both in the U.S. and internationally. What are you seeing? What are you telling your subscribers how to play this oil industry?
Yeah, I have been focused on this for quite some time. I've been writing in my newsletter, Outstanding Investments, about how there's a glut of oil. I've been writing for months about the oil tankers literally backed up in a line, stacked up, anchored offshore of some of the great unloading terminals, the ports and harbors of the world. I mean, I think the Wall Street Journal the other day was an article of, I think they had a number like 50 oil tankers off of Rotterdam waiting to unload. I've seen the Coast Guard survey of literally dozens of tankers offshore of Houston, Galveston, waiting to move in and unload. There's no space to unload. They're just parked offshore holding that oil. I've seen stories of tanker owners and cargo owners slow steaming around Africa as opposed to going up through the Red Sea and the Suez Canal just to get that extra couple of weeks on the transit on their way to Europe or wherever they do wind up just because they don't have a buyer for their cargo. I mean, imagine if you've got a ship halfway across the ocean and you don't know where that ship's supposed to dock. I mean, at some point you have to send the sailing orders to the captain, and that's a problem. An issue there. And then the Wall Street Journal the other day had a big article about railway cars, these tanker cars that are being used for storage, which is extremely problematic. I mean, it's quite dangerous, actually. I mean, it's okay to ship oil in railroad cars, but I don't know that you want to store it. I mean, when you store it, you get leaks, you get problems, you get gases that build up, you have all sorts of safety type issues, but I mean, there are entire railway sidings with literally thousands of cars across the country, each railroad car 500-700 barrels, and they're charging, pick a number, 20-25-30 cents a day per barrel per railroad car. I mean, and that price has doubled in the last year to store the oil. So there's lots of oil. On the demand side, I saw this cute little article the other day about Hertz Rental Car. Hertz Rental Car is reporting bad earnings because people aren't renting as many cars. Well, I always look at that kind of information. That's one of those things where, when you go to the doctor and you say, "Doc, I got this strange little red dot on my skin right here, under my arm or something," and the doctor looks and says, "Oh my goodness," he says, we have to take that thing off right now and get the biopsy because you could get cancer out of that. That's what I think about when I look at auto rental data. When auto rentals go down, that means people aren't renting cars on business trips. That means people aren't renting cars for family trips, and that's a downward indicator for the future of the economy. So fewer cars, less business, less demand, less everything, and it adds up to less demand for oil and energy too. So where I'm going with all this is I think that we could see another downward leg in oil prices and in the energy industry in general, and that doesn't even get into the whole decapitalization that's going on as so many companies across the industry are cutting their capex for exploration, for everything. And I don't just mean they're shutting down the rigs, laying off the workers. They're not buying steel pipe. And so the steel pipe maker isn't buying steel, and the steel maker isn't buying iron ore from mines in Minnesota. I mean, there's an entire industrial food chain at work here, and cheap oil might, feel good when you're paying, under $2 a gallon at the gas tank. I assure you, I enjoy that. But when I think about it, I mean, there's an entire economy that's being strangled through these low oil prices.
Well, I got to tell you, Byron, I agree with you 100%. I mean, unfortunately, with the kind of cars that we drive, I guess we're not the smartest people in the world, but we have to use, you know, the super unleaded in both of our older cars. And I paid $1.75 a gallon for Supreme unleaded just a couple of days ago. I love that, but this is not necessarily a good sign for the world's economy. I agree with you. Any comments?
What would bring it back up? You know, unfortunately, I don't think everybody's going to just cooperate and somehow, you know, cooperate and graduate and raise the oil prices. It's not like, you know, Saudi and Russia. And it's impossible in the U.S. to, you know, to really for people to get together and say, oh, let's all collude and, you know, raise the price of oil. I mean, first of all, that's called, you know, it's illegal. It's antitrust violation. You got thousands and thousands of distinct producers in the U.S. There's no way you could ever, you know, kind of get everybody to follow the phases of the moon to, you know, to cut production. You've got Iran coming on, you know, out of the sanctions regime. There's going to be more oil. Iraq is trying to export oil because that's their only source of national income. So it's going to get worse before it gets better. I mean, I hate to say this. If there's a big war, if there's some big act of terrorism that blows up some giant terminal or shuts down some entire region of an oil producing country. I mean, a country like Saudi, if they had a revolution, which, you know, in an absolute monarchy where the big dogs lorded over the little dogs, and you know, I mean, who knows, something like that could happen. And we saw something like that in Iran 35 years ago. But I mean if things just play out naturally without any giant, you know, asteroid strikes or whatever, I think we're in for a spell of low oil prices and a struggling energy sector. But that struggling energy sector means that the really smart companies, the really good companies, the cost cutters, the ones who can just, you know, live, they could just eat dirt and live on nothing, those are the ones that are going to survive. And those are the ones that I'm looking for investment-wise in my newsletter, which is Outstanding Investments.
I want to address a report that came out earlier this week from Moody's saying that they're expecting default rates on mining companies and oil and gas companies to move up even from the higher level that they were at last year to levels that we haven't seen since 2009, considering in the U.S. oil space that companies will no longer be hedged quite like they were last year. Do you think we're going to see a lot more bankruptcies this year?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. And not only do I think that, all my bankruptcy attorney buddies think that, too. They're gearing up for the big wave of bankruptcies that are coming down the line. You've got the hedges that are expiring, and then you've got all of these other things that companies have to do, which is, you know, rewriting and rebooking all of their assets because at a lower price, all of a sudden the reserves that you thought you had aren't reserves anymore because they're not economic at the lower price. So you have to write down those reserves. So a lot of those write-downs are going to turn into default events under various loan guarantees. So unless we want to have a whole other extend and pretend kind of fiction like we did with the housing crisis 10 years ago, unless we're going to do that again in the energy industry, the mining industry, there's no avoiding just balance sheet issues that are going to absolutely drive companies over the cliff.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Liz, you are continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I have on the line with me a regular contributor to the site and somebody who received a fair bit of praise recently from Avi Gilbert on his oil reports. I have on the line with me Chris Vermeulen. His website is The Gold and Oil Guy. Chris, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Corey.
Now, Chris, let's start off with commentary on oil. We have seen crude and Brent get a little bit of a buy starting, I guess, mid-February. We are recording this a bit earlier in the week, so we don't want to talk specific prices as to closing numbers here, but do you think the narrative for oil is changing towards a little bit more of a bullish case?
I do. I feel as though there's a pretty good bullish kind of picture and kind of vibe going on in that whole sector right now. Since we're doing this report a little earlier, I'm looking at the weekly chart of crude oil, and, you know, we've got a really nice double bottom formation in crude oil where it came down and tagged around the $26 per barrel level twice. And now we're back up testing the top of that W formation, which is a critical resistance zone. And it's also the breakdown zone that we had in January of 26. So we're at a real critical kind of hinge, a pivot point. The question is oil going to sell off and move back down to the mid area of that range around the $30 or pull back for a potential triple bottom kind of formation? Or are we going to see a weekly close this Friday above the 34.50, 35 area and actually have a fairly bullish picture painted forward looking, you know, the next month out? And if we get a strong close above the around $35 per barrel mark, I think we could see crude oil continue to move up all the way to the $45 per barrel mark. And that's kind of the next major high volume resistance area that when price gets up there, there's a ton of people who traded contracts up at that price range, and there's a lot of consolidation through there. So once price gets there, we're going to see a lot of people who got long crude oil trying to pick the bottom. They're going to get back to break even, and they're going to want to get out of the trade, having ridden the roller coaster down and back up again. So that's going to create a lot of overhead supply. So, you know, looking at the weekly chart, if we can get a strong close above $35 per barrel, I think we'll be looking pretty bullish looking forward, you know, 4 or 6 weeks. Not sure if we'd make it up to the 45 by then, but overall, I do have bullish cycle analysis pointing to higher prices. I think maybe next week we see a little bit of a pause. We've had a pretty strong move in the last 3 weeks from the 26 pretty much up to the 35. So I think we'll see a little bit of a pause after this week. But other than that, I am bullish on crude oil looking forward about a month.
No, Chris, a move up to 45 is still a nice move, but taking it into the big picture, that's a long way away from when oil was in around the 100, even 100-plus level. And I think that has a lot to do with the different fundamentals around oil that are still pointing towards, well, I would say more negative than positive with this oversupply dynamic that has dominated the headlines for the last at least year. Do you see any of that changing?
We're going to have, I think, an early spring. You know, we haven't had a lot of snow really across North America. There could be a lot of fuel being used up with a lot more driving happening. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, I'm still really, really kind of bearish, kind of looking forward 6 to 8 months on crude oil. I think it's going to flounder. There's a huge supply issue. And same with natural gas. There's just massive supply. And even if crude oil does move up to the $45 or the $50 mark, you know, it's still going to have a really negative impact on energy stocks because, sure, if we see a massive rally from $35 a barrel where we're at today all the way up to $50 a barrel, almost all the energy companies out there, you know, they need much higher oil prices to make money. They're still going to be losing money every barrel they produce, even if we get a massive run in energy. So, you know, there's a huge negative bias, and I think a lot of commodities will base out for several years in some cases. So I think we're going to see crude oil flatline, which we kind of talked about a month or two ago on the KE report, that I think we're going to see crude oil flounder below this $50 mark, $45 mark, for a long time. I think it's going to take a long time for the supply issue to get to erode and for there to be some actually demand. This crude oil trade is going to get boring after a while. It's not going to go very far. I think it's going to start trading sideways once we get up to that $40 to $45 mark.
Now let's talk about some of the stocks because they definitely are struggling. And I think there is more pain to be had, especially for some of the U.S. producers whose hedges will be coming, well, expiring this year, so they will be truly forced to price their product in what is the going market price, which is quite a bit lower. Do you see this having a pretty significant impact on the stocks as well?
For sure, it's going to have a problem. You know, the grand scheme of things is the commodity all these companies are trying to sell is trading less than production value. So the longer oil stays below production value, the worse it is for everyone, where, you know, the companies in general. So the grand scheme of things, every month that goes by when they got financing debt coming available, when they have to, you know, start selling at regular current market value for crude oil, you know, it's going to hit them really hard. And I'm not a huge fan of energy stocks. We talked about this once before that I think energy stocks are going to be really volatile. We're going to probably see a massive move up potentially here. If oil can close above 35, we could see a huge rally in oil, huge rally in energy stocks. But the second oil stalls out and starts to roll over, we're going to see energy stocks just completely crumble again and sell right off, because even a good move in crude oil doesn't make those companies really any money. They're still losing money. So there's going to be people riding the momentum waves up of oil and jumping on the high beta energy stocks. But as soon as that move up in oil starts to slow down, those energy stocks are going to get dumped by all the traders. And, you know, we're going to see price fall back down. Just compare the XLE ETF back in 2008-2009, volatile market. Huge price swings month to month. Went on for about 6 to 8 months until the stock market, bear market, came to an end. And then finally energy stocks bottomed. I think it's going to be the same scenario this time. We're months away from energy stocks really, you know, being any good opportunity. I think you're holding on to, you know, dynamite right now. It's going to, they're going to explode, then crash, going forward several months here.
Now let's look at the gold price. Gold, people are saying, is sustaining itself quite well, even continuing its run, at least consolidating up at this plus $1,200 level. Are you seeing the same strength in gold that a lot of the other commentators on our site are?
There's no doubt there's some strength, and it's holding up really well. But when you look at the weekly chart and you zoom way back in time to look all the way back 2013, there's some standout highs in the market where you see gold have this big rally up and then it falls back. And then eventually, you know, a year later, big rally up. Each year there's been a big standout kind of high, and then the market sold off and made new lows every time. So when you zoom back on the chart, right now we're still at that point where we're still at a lower high in gold compared to all these significant standout highs on the chart. You know, this time it hasn't rolled over quite as fast, but this week isn't over yet, and I have a couple cycles topping out this week that continue to drag out as before they fall here, but we could see gold crack to the downside this week or next week, and this could be a standout high, and we could see, you know, a fairly significant drop back down to the 1160, 1150 area for gold before it stabilizes again. But I am more bullish on gold than I have been in a long time, but we're still not in a bull market for gold. This move up has not created a new bull market yet. It's not technically sound, in my opinion. I think there's a lot more work that needs to be done that's going to probably take another 3-6 months to unfold and build a base and then start to break out of that base before you're technically confirmed.
Sounds like you and I are on the same page with the gold move here. Well, nice. Neither of us, it sounds like, expects the move to continue straight up. It's going to be a choppy move. Chris, can you tell us what you're telling your subscribers to do in terms of some investments?
I am short-term bearish on gold miners, bullish on stocks, and I am kind of neutral on oil right now. It's got some strength, but it's flirting at resistance, and we need to see where it closes on a weekly basis to see if it's going to make that breakout and continue to run next week, or if we're going to get slammed at resistance this week and see it start to retrace and move back from this resistance zone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. www.AirForceLieutenantColonel.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, we're going to talk about something that I think will be very near and dear to our, a lot of our old-time listeners' hearts. What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about rationale behind investing in gold and silver. We're going to talk about rationale behind being a silver bug or a gold bug. I have some very different philosophies on this that I will share with you later in this segment. But let's start out with you, Chris.
Well, Al, I've told people for a long time now that philosophically, as a matter of belief, I'm more of a gold bug than most of the people listening to this show. But as a practical matter, I'm not, because when you look at the investment markets, you need to differentiate between the reasons that you're in gold. For example, the very first thing that people look at or should look at when it comes to gold and silver, but other things for that matter, is answer for yourself the following question. If tomorrow morning you woke up and the world as we know it had ceased to exist, no banks, no gas stations, the grocery store shelves are empty, you're going to want to have some ability to be able to do business, to be able to barter, to be able to get things that you need and that type of thing. And among the things that people for millennia have depended on to use as money are precious metals. So completely apart from the way that I approach precious metals as an investor, you first take care of this step and you have in your possession not in some depository, not somebody who swears up and down that, yes, we've got the gold and silver counted for 1-to-1. No place like that. But in your possession, you have gold and silver coins, preferably smaller denomination ones where gold is concerned, and you use those as mad money. Never, ever, ever buy numismatic coins for that purpose. They're ripoffs. They're completely pointless for survival needs. But have some in your possession that you can use as mad money. But don't limit it to gold and silver. I've often quipped when someone, in my opinion, is overselling the virtues of precious metals. I say, hey, look, I'll stock up on tobacco and whiskey. You stock up on gold. And if things go to hell in a handcart, we'll see who can barter the easiest. And I'll bet you it's me.
I guarantee it is.
So don't confine yourself to gold and silver coins, but they are good and should be part of your mad money for that purpose. Some people like to have physical gold or silver also in on hand because they're married to the concept and they don't care about the much better profits they can make as an investor in stocks and things like that. And if you want to do that, fine. But when it comes to investing in precious metals, not putting it aside is a safe haven if everything goes down a toilet, but is investing, the least profitable way to make money generally over time has been by having those physical assets. You want to be in the leveraged products, you want to be in
exactly.
Miners and stuff like that, and that's the second way in which you look at precious metals. Beyond having them on hand as a safe haven, you look at them as an investor also, and there's different aspects of that.
Got an email from another Russian guy. His name is Ken, and he said, Al, I'm with you 100%. My family has always owned and physically held gold and silver. I, too, am a Russian immigrant. I have taken that philosophy and continued it into my present family life. I have to tell you, if somebody wants to trade gold and silver on a daily basis, God bless them. But I agree with you, Chris. 35 years in the business has shown me that the leveraged products are much, much more potentially profitable. Kathy and I hold gold and silver because we believe it is an important thing to do, not an important way to make a profit.
Well, and that's just it. And the reason you have is the same reason that you spend money on car insurance or homeowner's insurance that you hope you're never going to have to use. So that's the first reason that people look, and contrary to what some of the more dyed-in-the-wool gold bugs that sometimes get perturbed with me because I'm not 100% in gold 100% of the time, that's contrary to what they think. I have never, ever said that you should not have that stash in your possession of gold and silver as mad money, and that's pretty much irrespective of what the price might be in the markets. But when you get beyond that, as an investor, you need to use your head. And this is especially where you need to be dispassionate and not be a religious gold bug and get your head handed to you every few years when a sector drops by 80%, but have sense enough to understand what drives the market price. You know, I'm not saying to listen to these guys that are always yammering on about this imaginary conspiracy and cartel, but there's very sensible reasons why gold in a broad way makes the swings it does both up and down. And use your head. Take advantage of that. I have a whole section in my current newsletter, which I'd be delighted to send any of our listeners free, that talks about this. And as an example, I use Seabridge Gold, which is a company that has some of the biggest proven and probable gold reserves on the planet, all kinds of silver and copper and moly as well. And this is a stock long term that you want to be in regardless of the price for at least the core position. But beyond that, I have three times in the last year told my people to sell part of it. It goes back down, buy some more. It goes up again to where we've got an outsized position, sell it again. People who followed my advice have tripled their money on Seabridge, which if you bought it and hold it, has done nothing in the last year. So here again, you've got to be sensible and understand stocks like this that have a great beta. And some people like to use those leveraged ETFs, the Nugget and the Dust and all of these things, which is kind of like playing with dynamite. So be careful, folks. But I prefer to do trading like that with the less leveraged ETFs that have got some substance behind them. So if I'm wrong or my timing isn't perfect, I don't get killed.
Well, Chris, I think it all comes down to the difference between if you're an investor in gold or if you are buying gold simply for protection, because they're very, very different. If you're buying gold simply for protection, then I would argue you shouldn't even really care what the price is because, well, you're using it for protection. You think that everything is going to get pretty dreary around you. But if you're using it for an investment, there are so many other investments out there that getting so bogged down by one asset class and trying to always play it to the upside, you need to be able to, I even think, sometimes play the short end of gold. And we hear Doc saying that he's putting a short on it now. Sometimes it won't work out, but at least I think that's a very good telltale sign for somebody that they're not too emotionally invested in whatever they're investing in. And it just seems like gold, for some reason, has a lot of these very emotional investors.
Well, it does. And there are people who, I mean, God love them, they mean well. But it's, you know, Corey, an example I'll come up with real quick, and Al, you'll especially appreciate this. When I go to Mass these days, I try and dress well, and I go into a church full of people who are wearing shorts and cutoffs and jeans and tank tops, and they're full of tattoos and everything. And when I was a kid growing up, you would never have done that. You would never have thought about that. I, as a boy, had to wear a tie every time I went to church. My father wore a tie and a jacket. My grandfather wore a tie and a jacket. Everybody in there, you really did wear your Sunday best, and you had some respect. And I think it's flat wrong, let alone disrespectful and horrible, the way people dress and they go to church today. But you know what? I'm in a minority, and whether I like it or not, that's what everybody else does. And that's what some of these gold bugs don't get, that there are times that if the rest of the market disagrees with you for whatever reason, then you're really, you know, doing you-know-what into the wind if you think you're going to be 100% in gold because, by God, I'm right, and you're going to get killed like a lot of people did once more, you know, over the last 4 years or so.
Yeah. I never in my life have viewed gold as being anything other than the asset of last resort. I think the gyrations of the gold market are really interesting, but every nickel of profit I've ever made out of the gold market, every nickel has come from investing in the stocks because of the leverage factor. And well, Corey, I bet you the same is true for you, too.
Yeah, I don't just trade the metal for any sense, but yeah, no, I'm absolutely in the actual stocks. Chris, you want to wrap us up here?
When it comes, you know, I mentioned how people dress at church. When it comes to your faith, and hopefully you folks out there have got some principles that you follow in life, whether you talk about them in religious terms or cultural terms or both, there are certain things you don't compromise on. There are certain things you're dogmatic about, and you draw a line in the sand, and this is who I am, and this is what I believe. You cannot do that in the markets. And if I don't get any other point across, it's that you have to look at gold just as you would look at energy or agricultural commodities or tech stocks or drug companies or whatever. You look at them on their merits. And you know what? There are times that it is really silly to invest a lot of money in a precious metal sector. I don't think this time is necessarily one of them, because I think we're slowly going to be moving back up.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.